picture and depositing dog food at your door. The worst thing would be if they did it to your daughter. I'm exaggerating, of course, and I'm not really worried. I looked across the room at the dance floor, just beginning to get crowded, as the B'nai Mitzvah guests dropped off their coats, feeling my heart lift at the sight of my daughter, my beautiful girl, dancing the hora in a circle of her friends. Joy will turn 13 in May and is, in my own modest and completely unbiased opinion, the loveliest girl ever born. She inherited the best things I had to offer. My olive skin, which stays tan from early spring straight through December, and my green eyes. Then she got my ex-boyfriend's good looks, his straight nose and full lips, his dirty blonde hair, which, on Joy, came out as ringlets, the deep gold of clover honey. My chest, plus Bruce's skinny hips and lean legs, combined to create the kind of body I always figured was available only thanks to divine or surgical intervention. I walked to one of the three bars set along the edges of the room and ordered a vodka and cranberry juice from the bartender. A handsome young man looking miserable in a ruffled pale blue polyester tuxedo shirt.